The snowflakes fall as winter comes, and time just seems to fly.
Friends, this segment is brought to us by CVA Muzzleloaders. In my opinion, the very best muzzleloaders in the world, the ones that I shoot. You can check them out online, cva.com. Kubi's Wild Game Processing and Kubi's Restaurant in Dallas. And Vineyard Max, maker of some awesome deer attractant and some very fine game feeders and fish feeders, located down in Nacogdoches, Texas. Check them out at vineyardmax.net. Well, friends, this is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and thanks so much to all of our guests for being a part of our show today, and thanks so much to you for listening. Thanks to all the radio stations that run this show. There's a smorgasbord of outdoor shows that they could choose, but they choose to run ours, and I appreciate that. I want them to know how much I appreciate it. After the show airs on all of our great radio stations, folks, it becomes a podcast. And you can go to anywhere, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, wherever, and listen to. If you miss something on the show today, you can catch it on the podcast. Just search out Catfish Radio with Luke Clayton and friends. Folks, something that a lot of us are watching down here in Texas and have been watching is the striper fishing up on Lake Texoma. I don't think it's any secret. About a month ago, the high waters pretty much shut striper fishing down up there. It was a big impact on the guides and people that just like to go up and fish, but that's changed. For a while, you know, the water was real muddy. I mean, it was like a chocolate milk up there for several weeks. But it started clearing a couple of weeks ago, and people started catching the daylights out of stripers using live bait, live shad. Well, that's still going strong, and some fishermen always use live shad. It's a pretty much guaranteed way if you know where to find them. You drop a frisky shad down, you're going to catch them. Well, shad fishing, live bait fishing is going big right now. But the news is certain areas of the lake, the water's clearing up. And those stripers, they have to feed. They have to find those shad to eat. So they're gravitating to those clear waters. And artificial, the big news is the artificial baits are working again. So that's pretty big news. If you like to catch and eat catfish, I mean, when I think about catching catfish, I think about eating them, you know. There right now is a time of plenty for catfishing. A good punch bait, cheese bait base, there's a lot of them. A good one to me is one that'll stay on a number six or a number four treble hook. But most all the lakes, Tawakoni, Ray Hubbard, in Texas, any lake that has a healthy population of channel catfish, and most of them do, you can bait what we call bait a hole. You can throw out some sour grain or some just range cubes, bait up a spot. And if spots to look for, if you can find a creek or a river channel, a bend, try to find a bend with some wooded structure, submerged timber, whatever. Bait right there, I would say depths of 12 to 25 foot right now. I think most of the channel catfish guides that I know are catching them about probably 15, average of 15 foot deep. Anyway, that's a good tip for you. Thanks all of you for listening. Remember, next week we're going to be right back here with you. If you want to be a guest, would like to be a guest on this show, contact me through my website, which is catfishradio.org. Catfishradio.org. There's an email, Luke. My email address is there. Fire me an email. I'll get back with you as promptly as possible, I promise. And who knows, you might want to be a guest on the next show. So next week, be safe in the outdoors, friends. Folks, that about wraps our show up for this week. I've enjoyed being with you, and I hope you had a good time, too. And, folks, we're also brought to you by the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in southeast Oklahoma, located about, 45 minutes west of Hugo, Oklahoma, owned by the Choctaw Nation. It's about 45,000 acres of awesome mountains, country, hills, valleys, loaded with game, lots of eastern turkey, and they do eastern turkey hunts if you're looking for a spot to hunt turkey in the spring.